Welcome back to Nasty Girl Podcast. This is your host, Hazel, and we are back again for episode 21. Welcome back, you nasty motherfuckers. I'm Hazel, and we're back for episode 21 for Nasty Girl Podcast. Like, I say this every time, but honestly, it's just such a shocker to me. Now, this is my Thanksgiving episode. So, I thought to myself, what better than to talk about is family? Honestly. But before I get into all that, y'all, I know I took a little bit of a break, and I'm going to tell you guys why. And this goes on for my little weekly updates and stuff like that. So, you can't see it, but people are watching via YouTube, which I greatly appreciate all y'all who watch via YouTube. If y'all watch via audio, I mean, if y'all listen via audio as well, I love you guys as well. However, this foot right here, my left foot, has a issue, with it. Not too sure what the issue is. I know I'm wearing tennis shoes right now, but it's actually wrapped up underneath. And I'm not too sure if I ever told you guys. I'm really weird. But I guess y'all already know. I'm nasty and I'm weird. But so I got this long needle. I want to say it was about a good 5 inches in my mind. It was long. Needle got put in my foot. They numbed it, and they ended up cutting my side of my foot open and taking a piece of me out. They did a biopsy on my foot. There's some kind of weird skin condition going on. It's not nothing usual that I can just get, like, over the counter to handle it. And there's a couple of ideas on what it is. I'm not going to say what they think it is. But because it's not for sure. And I can't go to a regular dermatologist, because this is something they know for a fact is past the dermatologist. They did suggest me to someone else. I forget what she's called. It begins with an R. Ruthologist. I think that's how it's said. Ruthologist. If I'm saying that wrong, I do apologize. But they handle rare skin conditions. This is nothing normal, apparently. So I'm a little shocked, a little scared. But other than that, I'm pretty fine. You know, I told him if we need to take the whole foot, take the whole foot. Fuck it. You know, fuck it. I don't want it no more. The other one is fine. I mean, they say it's weird because usually with skin conditions, it's on both feet and it's only on one. So my right foot is fine. So I'm telling him to go ahead and just cut this other one off before it spreads the rest of my body. Fuck it. But I literally watched my doctor as she literally cut me open. I recorded it as well. It was such a great thing to watch. It was, like, so satisfying. She's like, you don't feel nothing around. I'm like, no. She was like, you sure? You don't have to watch it. I'm like, oh no, I want to watch this. I want to watch you take a piece of me out and cut it. So I had to constantly clean it and wrap it up and stuff like that. But that's what I've been really dealing with. I've been real tired lately, and I wasn't understanding why. Again, I talk about mental health and my depressions and stuff like that, but it's not that I didn't feel like it was depression. I felt like it was something else. And when I went to the doctor, I didn't think that she was going to ask me about it, but she did ask. She was like, have you felt tired lately? Like, have you felt like an uncontrollable need to just, like, be tired and want to go to sleep for long periods of time? I told her, yeah, and she was like, that could be something also contributing to this. So that was some of my weekly updates. So I'm handling that right now, guys. Thank God I have insurance. And also, I don't know if I already told you guys, I'm finally out of training of my new job. I have coverage with my job, thank God. So all this is being covered by insurance. Thank you, the Lord. For right now, it's all being covered by insurance. Also, with a weekly update, me and my fiance is now back on the dating apps. Yeah, let's let that sink in for a second. We're back on the dating apps. Now, that does not mean that either of us are single, but we are back on the dating apps together, not alone, together. I wish any of you hoes would try it. Please play with me. But other than that, I'm going to go into why we're back on the dating apps. And again, this is a Thanksgiving episode. Thanksgiving is all about family giving and everything else. And what you're thankful for as well. And when I think to myself, what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for my man. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the opportunities I've had this past year. Like, this year started off real rocky for me, but I started a podcast, which has been doing amazing. I got me a new job. I got away from my job that I was with for almost 4 years and didn't see myself going anywhere with it. And I finally am at the job that I really, really like. I don't love it yet, but I really like it now. And I really think I can go far with this. So this year, towards the end, honestly, turned out really good. So the fetish of the week, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and say it, is polyamorous. Now, I've talked about this before, and I thought I'll bring it back up for Thanksgiving because I'm a giving person. My man's a giving person. We're both giving people. We love to interact. We love to give to each other. We love to love each other, right? But polyamory, if people who don't know what polyamory is or polyamorous, is characterized by or involved with the practice of engaging in multiple romantic partners, typically sexually, relationships, which you can say multiple people are involved with each other. I think that would be the best way to put it, right? So when I say that, I mean, we're on the dating apps because we're looking for maybe a third. I am also looking for polyamorous couples. Not for a sexual purpose, y'all. Not for a sexual purpose. I don't know. But I'm looking for friends, honestly, too. I'm looking for a couple because, I mean, I'm about that age now. I mean, my single friends, I love them, but we don't have a lot of things in common anymore. My friends are single. They're single. They're enjoying their hot girl lives. You know, I'm a hot girl. Don't get me wrong. I could be a hot girl in a relationship, but I'm not a hot, like, outside hot girl. Like, I'm not outside every night getting drunk at the club. A night, like my single friends are, which there's nothing wrong with doing that. But I'm not doing that. I like to stay in the house sometimes. I like to play video games. I like to watch TV. Hell, I'm even getting into anime. I mean, honestly, I never knew how interesting anime was until my man literally forced me to watch it. So, I mean, somebody should have told me Naruto was fucking great. Like, somebody should have told me that I would marry Sasuke automatically. He could steal my whole soul from me. Like, I would have followed him to the depths of fucking hell if they fucking told me about fucking Sasuke. But this is not about anime. This is not about anime. But we're looking for maybe a third. It all depends. We're looking to go on dates and stuff like that. So now we're on dating apps. So that's why I thought I would talk about polyamorous and so many things that go into polyamorous. There's so many different terms. There's so many different ways people can be poly. And I wanted to explain it in more depth for people to understand. So I'm going to start off with, I chose four of the different topics in poly. There's a lot more than four, but I chose the main ones that a lot of people either know about or actually doing themselves that I know of. And again, like I said, we're on dating apps. I'm not going to say what dating apps we're on, but there's specific ones. It's not tagged. It's not POF, y'all. You're not going to find nobody on there but fucking sex workers or people who are trying to do the exact same thing but are doing it the wrong way. So we're actually on real, like, dating apps for this kind of stuff. And like I said, we're looking for friends. We're looking for friends, couple friends, if I can find some. Cause I want more people to hang out that know us, like that know how it is to be in a relationship, you know? So, and also, you ain't gotta be poly. If you wanna be our friends, just let us know, you know? I'm always down for it, Houston, Texas, you know? I'm always down to hang out with new people. But the first one I'm gonna go over, guys, the first term, which is the more typical term, right, is ethical non-monogamy. I don't know why I said monogamy. Monogamy, sorry. So this particular term, non-monogamy, which is consensual relationship where people agree to have means to have then more than one person intimate in a relationship. This means that however or whoever involved in a relationship knows and agrees to all dynamics in the relationship. So this is just a starter. Let's put it that way. Like you have different levels, right? You have people who've been polyamorous for years, and there's different things. Like when you first starting off, so of course, you know, same thing. I mean, just use as an example, baby strippers. We talk about, you see that a lot on TikTok. That's the main thing that people talk about, baby fucking strippers, because you're new. You're new. You don't know anything yet. You're still fucking learning. You know, you still learn how to get on a pole and dance and stuff like that. You still learn how to turn a trick out, everything, right? You're still learning all of that as you go. You're still a baby stripper. You're new. You may have offended a couple of people as well, right? So this is for the newbies, right? This is for the newbies. This is level one. If we're like, this is level one right here. So I'm just going to use that as an example. In polyamorous, there's rules. There's not, I won't say rules, but there is rules. There's things that you have to talk to your partner about and what you're comfortable with, what they're comfortable with, what you're comfortable with, and what he's comfortable with. It has to be consensual on all ways around, right? So say, before I wasn't open to him going on dates without me. And that would have been a thing that would have to be considered, right? That means they would have to agree, or whoever would have to agree, whoever we brought in at the time, would have to agree to that dynamic of that relationship, of this relationship, that I would want him to go on dates without me, right? That's no longer the case, but I can't, like I said, I can't say that I can go on dates without him and then he doesn't be able to go on dates without me. So again, this is what the dynamic is, right? So some people prefer, in their dynamic of their poly relationship, is that it's either all together or not at all. I've heard this so many times. And okay, that person, the third person, will have to agree to that dynamic, right? So again, this is level one, because there's a lot of rules in level one. There's a lot of restrictions in level one, right? It's not really a full relationship, because there's still restrictions. It's more like, okay, but if it is an open and it is where they can do whatever they want, then yes, that dynamic is great. But there's a term for that dynamic. However, we're just going to talk about the restrictions. If there's restrictions in the poly relationship, this is level one. You have restrictions. You don't know what you're comfortable with. You know that you're comfortable with this, but you don't know what you're comfortable all the way yet, right? So next one I would say is metamor. It's not a really popular term, but when you talk about it, I can see this, right? So metamor is your partner's partner. Now, if I'm being truthful, metamor is kind of a relationship that I had a couple of months ago. Not a couple of months ago, maybe, yeah, actually a full year ago. This was a full year ago because my friend's birthday just passed. And the last time, her birthday was last year, I was in this kind of relationship, a metamor relationship. So this is your partner's partner, right? Metamorphosis, or metamor may or may not interact with each other, depending on the structure of the relationship. So I was talking to this girl, and I hate to say it, y'all. I really fucking do, but I gotta say it. In my mind, I thought we were just talking. I didn't know we was getting into full relationships, you know? She started calling herself my girlfriend or whatever. And I should have corrected it, but I didn't. So when she started telling my friends, it was already too late. Because I couldn't backdoor it. Like, you know, I didn't want to embarrass her or whatever. So she was my partner, but she wasn't my fiance's partner. So it was like I had a girlfriend and a boyfriend at the same time. And a lot of my friends still talk about it till this damn day and won't let it the hell go. Like, me and this girl don't talk no more. But this was how the dynamic was. And yes, I may have said some couple of things, but, you know, at the end of the day, it was whatever. So she was my girlfriend. I had me. And then I had a boyfriend. So this is what metamor is. It's not, so it's like if your man has another girlfriend, but she's not your girlfriend. You're not interacting with her. He is only interacting with her. Right? Also, you can consider this as well as if both parties have another person. So say you have another boyfriend and he has another girlfriend. Or in my case, I had a girlfriend and then my fiance got a girlfriend as well. But we never interacted with each other. Right? So this is just kind of what it may be. Right? So then you have next, which is my favorite. I love it. When I hear about it, I can't stand it. Excuse me. Triads and quads. Triad is what I want in life. I'm going to have it no matter the fuck what. I'm going to have it no matter what. No matter what anyone fucking says. I'm going to have it. I'm going to. Nobody's going to fucking convince me I'm not going to have it. Because it's not your fucking life. It's mine. It's mine. Let me tell you. It's mine. I'm going to fucking have it. Right? So let me tell you what a triad is and why I'm going to have it. So a relationship that involves three people, the triad could also be referred as a third couple. Sorry. Why that's such a tongue tie for me. But which means each person is actively dating each other. There's two people in the relationship. There's two people in a relationship all together with everyone. Two other people. So saying, say there's two women, right? And one man. That is a triad. You got three women. That is a triad. You got three men. That is a triad. You got one woman and two men. That is a triad in all aspects. It sounds amazing to me. If honey, and this is no offense to nobody or my fiance, but a triad couple as three women. Oh, honey, I could just imagine how lovely that would be. I could just imagine how great that would be in a sexual way as well. Because, I mean, honey, imagine all those coochies just bumping together. Like, I love the thought of just hearing that squishy fucking goddamn sound all motherfucking night. Like, bitch, I'm loving it here. But a woman and another woman and one man, oh, baby, that sounds fucking great, right? Now, we all remember when I talked about polyamorous relationship before in the past that went wrong, right? We all remember when I talked about that. However, I'm going to go ahead and talk about it again. That was a triad relationship. We were all actively dating each other, right? Well, at least what I thought. It was supposed to be a triad, but, you know, she was a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but whatever. But we were all having sex together. Now, in a triad, again, boundaries can be made in a triad as well. If the boundaries is that we all have sex together, we don't have sex at all, whatever. Or, you know, we can have turns. Like, I know in some triad couples where it's three women now. I don't like to talk about my exes a lot, but I'll go ahead and mention one of them. One of them is dating, is married to a woman, and she is, and her wife is married to another woman. They take, you know, turns with, you know, her, right? Not turns having sex, but turns, like, being with her for the night. Like, say it's her night. Like, okay, all right, so it's Wednesday night. It's my ex's night, right? That means the other girl is just off doing whatever, hanging out with the kids or doing whatever, chilling in her room, whatever, right? They all get along. They're all in a relationship with each other, yes. But they're not having sex, right? So it could be a metamour as well, too, but they like to call it a triad because they are friends. They don't, it's, they interact with each other. With a metamour, they don't interact. Like I said, my girlfriend was my girlfriend, wasn't my boyfriend's girlfriend. They didn't interact with each other. They didn't talk to each other. They didn't interact, nothing. But my ex, her and her wife's wife interact. They talk to each other. They hang out with each other. They're the best of fucking friends, right? And I'm happy for her, you know? This is a long time ago. I dated her when I was in high school. You know, we've all been there. We all had girlfriends that lasted, what, maybe 2-3 fucking months, whatever, right? And I'm happy for her. I see her on TikTok every once in a while, you know? That is considered a triad, but they have certain boundaries in their own relationship, and it taking turns. Now, in my kind of triad, I would want that as well, too. I'm not gonna lie. I would want me and the other girl to be best freaking friends. Like, if we're not best friends, don't come to me. I don't care. If you're not looking for our fucking sister wife, if you're not looking for our fucking best friend, if you're not looking for an eternal freaking friend that's gonna love you to fucking death, then don't talk to me. Then don't talk to me. I don't care. I would want us to have a sexual relationship as well, but also have a friendship as well, along with my man, you know? And hey, every once in a while we can gang up on him, you know, and take advantage of him. It's not really him taking advantage of us. Because at the end of the day, women are really strong. And I hate when people be like, oh, you're just going to let a man take over you and all this other stuff. This was all my idea. This was never his idea for me to bring in someone else. It was never his idea. Let's get that correct. The open relationship was never his idea. My man has never came to me and said, oh, I want to mess with other people. He's not taking advantage of me and messing with my mind or nothing like that. And I hate when people say that. I really do. Because one, it's offensive. Two, it makes me like I'm not grown enough to think about my own self and have my own mind, which I am. Like I said, I'm going to have what I have. Now, we're going to talk about a quad. Quads are so fascinating to me. And I'm going to tell you guys fucking why. Like, there's this, they're great. A quad is and consists of two couples dating each other. Ooh, that means there's four people in this relationship. Now, that means, say, me and my man, but we've been a couple for 4 years. We meet another couple that we like. And hey, we want to start dating them, and they've been together for like 4 years. Boom. We coupling up. We coupled. That means we're all actively dating each other in the relationship. Now, I've seen quads live together, and I find that so effective. Honestly, triads and quads living together is so effective. Now, it doesn't have to be two men. It doesn't have to be men and a woman and a man and a woman. It could be a man and a woman and two other women joining a quad. Right? Because there's bisexual women that are out there dating other women, right? There's two bisexual women, boom, they see a couple, which I follow this quad couple on TikTok, actually. I follow a lot of people on TikTok. And honestly, they all live together. It's one man and three girls, but the man and the woman was already together. They were already married. They have a kid together, right? And then they have these two other women that were dating, and they came into the relationship. Now, they have a quad relationship, which I find is so fascinating, so nice. And honestly, when you think about it, it's so financially responsible. because you get you a nice house and you got four motherfuckers in that bitch paying fucking rent. You got four motherfuckers in that bitch putting food on the motherfucking table. You got four motherfuckers in that bitch raising a fucking child, because you say it takes a village to raise a child, right? You got four motherfuckers in that motherfucker making sure that child gonna be straight no matter what. Like, I love it. I love to see it. I love to see it. Now, a quad relationship, when I talk to my man about it, he's like, you know, oh, that sounds cool, you know, and it does. It sounds fascinating. Not saying that we're going to do it, but it definitely sounds fascinating when you hear about it. And when you see it out on the street, yes, it turns heads. Yes, it makes people wonder, but hey, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to have my triad one motherfucking day. I am. I don't give a flying fuck. All y'all can kiss my black ass, honestly. Everybody can fuck off when they have an opinion about me and my fucking relationship, right? Now, people talked mad shit, not mad shit, but people made hella jokes. My friends made hella jokes about me having a girlfriend and a boyfriend, right? But at the end of the day, they were fascinated about it. At the end of the day, they was like, damn, you know, how was that like? And honestly, it was kind of nice. It was kind of nice because I had the best of both worlds at one time, right? But it wasn't fair to him because he didn't get anything out of it. So that doesn't, unless you talk to your partner and see what they want, if they're fine with you dating a woman and you're a bisexual woman and you're with a man and he's fine with you dating another woman, then by all means, do that. But be open with that other woman and be like, hey, I'm dating a man right now, but I am looking to expand my horizon to someone else and be polyamorous, but you don't have to interact with my man. Let's explain. And that kind of stuff, yes, we were talking, me and the girl, me and my girlfriend, we were talking. I didn't think that we were going to get in a relationship because we were just going on dates. We were hanging out with each other, going on dates. And yeah, we had a couple kisses and stuff like that. You know, I may have played with a cat like maybe once, you know, but whatever. But whatever. You know, she jumped to the conclusion that we were together. Cool, whatever. She didn't tell people and everything. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, how was it? At the end of the day, you know, it's like being in any relationship. There's ups and there's downs, right? It's just ups and downs, you know, more often, I guess. But it depends on how strong you are and how well you are with communicating. So my last and final term in the polyamorous is V or VE. So a V relationship occurs when two people are both dating a third person, but they're not dating each other. The third person is often referred as a hinge. So it's kind of like metamor, but when I looked more into it, a V relationship does run when they are actually living together. Now, imagine you dating someone. Now, you can have, you know, a relationship like that, and I'm dating my man, right? And he gets a girlfriend and she's dating him as well, but we're not interacting, right? With each other. Or even if we are interacting, we're just friends, right? But there's nothing sexually. So we're not having sex together. He's having sex with her. He's having sex with me. You know, I get a night, she gets a night, however many days, he'll sleep with me these many days, he'll sleep with her these many days. You know? And hey, I ain't gonna lie, that does sound pretty okay in some aspects, but I still want the triad. It's probably fine for her to have her own room, or probably fine for me to have my own room. And, you know, every once in a while, we all sleep together sometimes. And sometimes, you know, he sleep with her sometimes alone. Sometimes he sleep with me sometimes alone. Because sometimes, you know, I be needing my time. I be needing my space. I need some space. I need some time alone. Fuck, shit. But with being in a polyamorous relationship, it's all about communication, right? And these terms, you can look up these terms anywhere on the internet, right? You can look up poly relationships on TikTok. If you want to see how other couples are doing it on TikTok, there's a lot of couples that are outspoken about their polyamorous relationship on TikTok. However, I'm going to get that triad. I don't give a flying fuck what no one has to fucking say, right? Now, it's not going to happen over fucking night, yes. There's going to be multiple dates that we're going to have to go on, and we're going to have to vibe with the right person. But I'm looking forward to this new experience. I really am. And in 2022, I'm going to have my Tesla and my Triad. I don't give a flying fuck what no one says. Those are the things I want. And I cannot wait to have them. I cannot wait to have them with my loving fiance. I cannot wait to have them. I cannot wait to meet my sister wife. I cannot wait to get into this kind of relationship. I cannot wait. So this concludes the end of Nasty Girl Podcast, y'all. I greatly appreciate all of you listening on Via Audio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Y'all been watching, y'all been listening on Google, honey. I'm like, ooh, that's fancy, honey. And thank you to everybody who's been watching on YouTube as well. I greatly appreciate all of you guys so, so much. I hope you guys do subscribe, and also make sure that y'all definitely leave a comment below if you are watching via YouTube. Let me know how you feel about polyamorous, or send me a DM on Instagram. My Instagram has just popped up on the screen, guys, and for those who are listening via audio, it will be in the description, y'all. I love you guys so, so much, and also on Apple Podcasts, rate my podcast, please, 5 stars. If you love me, rate me 5 stars. Thank you, guys. I will see you nasty motherfuckers next week after Thanksgiving. Make sure y'all definitely eat a whole bunch of turkey and a whole bunch of ham and suck some good dick after. Bye.